Good morning, my brothers and sisters. This is Garrett Bake, your brother in arms, and welcome to another episode of The Phoenix Project. Today's topic, interrogations. So, I've been involved with one or two, conservatively, probably hundreds more, of interviews over the years. And by interviews, I mean interrogations, right? Where we arrest somebody, either we have probable cause, I hope we have probable cause, to arrest them, and we're trying to get the whole story. What really happened? And what we usually do is we'll take this suspect at this point down to the interview room, and in the interview room, we will try and extract the truth, try and get them to tell the truth. Now, in this process, there is the suspect, there is the interrogator, and then there's a witness detective. We'll call him witness detective. Now, he's not usually in the room. He's usually monitoring the interview from a remote location. Could be down the hall, could be at another station, could be anywhere, but he's monitoring, right? And each of the players in this process have a specific task, right? The suspect, the interrogator's job is to try and extract the truth from the suspect. The suspect's job is to tell the truth. And then the witness detective, his job is to verify the truth. Now, sometimes this happens really quickly. Johnny, I know you robbed that bank. You're right, I did. Here's why I did it. And that's the end of that. Sometimes, though, it turns into this game that is more like a circus of, yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Here's your picture. That's not me. And this game of back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. Well, sometimes there's a half truth given. Like, yeah, I was there, but it was my friend Ricky who did it. Well, that's where the witness detective comes into play. He starts researching the information that's coming out. And pretty quickly, he's going to be able to determine if the truth is being told or not. Well, eventually, hopefully, with the skills of the people involved, the truth comes out, right? And then there's an outcome. And in the police report, it's usually, here's what happened, here's why it happened, and here's our recommendations of what should be done. That's it. Strip out all the crazy stuff that has to go into police report, and that's it. Here's what happened, here's why it happened, and here is what we recommend needs to be done. So, how does that relate to life? Well, in your life, ask yourself, do you have a process by which you can be the interrogator, the suspect, and the witness at the same time? What kind of advantage would you have if you could? Now, I invite you to consider that this process that you use so many times, but only from one or two angles, will actually serve you more if you use it from all three. Now, think about that. You don't want to work out, let's say. So, interrogate yourself. Why don't you want to work out, Johnny? Well, you know, it's because I don't have time. That's a lie, Johnny. You have plenty of time. Okay. It's really because I feel insecure in the gym. Okay, Mr. Witness Detective, is that the truth? Yep, that's the truth. All right, then. Now we know why you don't want to go to the gym. What do we recommend? We recommend that you quit telling yourself that stupid story and go to the gym. And then you go to the gym, probably because the judge tells you to. So the question is, where in your life can you apply this process of being the suspect, the interrogator, and the witness detective all at the same time? And how could it serve you? Well, that is it for today. For more information, go to RealTalkForRealHeroes.com.